You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Thinkorswim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface, no download necessary. Thinkorswim Web, trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started. A bipartisan stimulus bill, breathalyzer tests for COVID-19, and criticism from Bill Gates. Here's what you should know. Tuesday, a group of 50 lawmakers introduced a $1.5 trillion stimulus package that strikes a middle ground between Democrat and Republican positions. The plan would bring back the Paycheck Protection Program, direct checks of $1,200 or more to taxpayers, and also proposes new protections for workers and their employers. Researchers are exploring using breathalyzers to test for COVID-19. Breath analysis can be complicated. The air we exhale can contain particles of much more than just the sicknesses we carry. But if this works, it could be a quick, non-invasive alternative to the tests already in use. With disposable mouthpieces, this method of testing would also be easy to deploy wherever, whenever, and without specialized training. This has been a mismanaged situation every step of the way, Bill Gates said in a recent interview with Stat. It's shocking. He criticized the actions of FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn, the CDC, and the White House. While he did credit Operation Warp Speed, the Trump administration's efforts to fast-track vaccine development, he also emphasized the importance of helping low- and middle-income countries procure vaccines, tests, and other therapies. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.